Listen up, Australia. They're not here.
They're not here.
They're off enjoying a beer and a very long lunch.
So we've got some best bits for you.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
G'day, it's Dangerous Dave here. Yeah, they're back next year, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Well-earned break. Should be huge in 2019, but this week we are revisiting the gold that was 2018 on Kennedy Malloy, including that letter that Jane wrote to Prince Edward. That's right, she wanted to be a pen pal.
What if I write to Buckingham Palace again? Yeah, then my reply.
You might get a reply. You'll probably get a pick back these days. That's how times have changed.
Stop ruining my chances. Yeah.
You know what you should do? Write to Prince Philip. He'll have a crack.
We'll revisit that a little later. Now let's take you back to February.
There's a story about Google, which is, what are they saying? They're talking
under
about
the new
erasing
European Union's laws. You're able to have the right to be forgotten.
The right to be forgotten. Yes. So have parts of your history deleted if you apply. 2.4 million people have applied.
Yep.
They've only done about like 40% of those.
They've said okay to. But they have to go over every request whether it's worthwhile.
Now, there's stuff in our systems that we don't want.
There is.
There, and there's stuff I want out of the system, and I refuse to allow you to play.
Well, I'm sorry. I think for the good of the nation, we need to hear this.
This is something that should be deleted.
This is when Mick interviewed. Like, we'll just set it up
to
again.
To go forever.
Mick interviewed Olivia Newton-John.
You're loving this.
And unfortunately, at the time, Olivia's brother-in-law, Kaniki, who was in Greece, was unwell, and Mick just has
just
this
play it,
conversation.
James. God,
let's go.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he has.
Pardon me. I may have gone.
He was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, no, sorry to hear that.
Pardon me.
In my defence, I was ultimately proved right. In fact, I was first with the news.
No, you cannot do that.
Killed off Kaniki.
I killed the man who killed.
He had a fighting chance before then.
The man who killed Kaniki.
He did. That's outrageous.
You should have seen, she was in the studio. She's never been back.
I felt like sinking into a hole.
Oh, but I mean, you can tell snippy.
Snippy.
No wonder her husband faked it.
Listen, have we got the dump button? You cannot do that. Are we in delay? Too late. Doesn't count. My apologies, Olivia.
Come on, lighten up. If you can't make it.
Stop it. Australia's sweetheart.
All right.
Can we hear it again? I reckon it's worth it's 17 seconds of your time to hear.
And then it's gone forever.
Then we can put it in the Google Dump Master.
Have a listen to this.
You lost a cast member this week, did you, from Greece?
Jeff,
yeah.
I don't know that he passed away?
Pardon me. I may have gone.
He was married to my sister, and she's been in there, and he's not doing very well.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that. You actually said
in the end,
I might have called this too early. Don't do that.
Right, you know, in the end, I was comforting her. It was like I was wrapping a metaphysical arm around her.
No, that's creepy.
Here's another one that I want gone forever. What about my interview with Greg Brady?
Oh, Barry Williams.
Do you remember what happened here?
Yes.
What's his name?
Barry Williams.
I was interviewing Greg Brady, and for the entire interview, I called him Greg.
Well, that's just embarrassing. What's wrong with
you? Anyway, Greg, thanks for coming in today. And at the end of the interview, you guys, my name's Barry Williams. Am I supposed to know everything?
You can't. He's an actor. He's not really Greg Brady.
Well, I know that
big
now.
Goose.
The shocking, scandalous, and downright silly moments of 2018. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Russell Howcroft, he's a friend of the show. You know him from Gruen with Will Anderson. And look, he's an advertising guru as well, former head of Channel 10. He knows his stuff. Anyway, he knows lots of people in high places, including Prince Edward, who he was going to play royal tennis with just a couple of weeks back. And then Jane had a revelation as well.
You're an interesting man, Russell. We've talked to you largely about advertising, but you can talk at length on a number of topics. I love your opinions on most matters. I love what you get up to in your private life. We were having a quiet Negroni the other night, and I said, what's on the cards? And you said to me,
well, I play a thing called real tennis. So real tennis is the original way back you know, Henry VIII used to play real tennis. It's indoor tennis. It's 360 degrees. If you're interested, go to YouTube, type in real tennis, and you'll see a very interesting game. So Prince Edward, is this where we're going?
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah. Well, exactly. So Prince Edward's coming to town. And I was asked by the guys at the club, do you want to play against Prince Edward? So I've gone, yeah, all right.
So you're going to be playing real tennis against Prince Edward in the next month or so.
Yeah.
And I'll be there because I just love a contest and I'd love to. I've heard there's an excellently appointed bar.
It is a great
at this
bar
establishment.
There.
And I have a feeling Jane Kennedy might be there
now,
because you're about to learn something very, very interesting about Russell, the woman sitting beside us. Jane, we'd love to pick it up.
Mick did let me know that you were going to play with Prince Edward. I said, oh, that's funny. I must look up something that I have put away and kept. In my hand, I've got an envelope addressed to Miss Jane L. Kennedy in my address from a long time ago with the stamp of ER.
Very good.
Very official. And yeah,
it's from Buckingham Palace.
A photo of that crest.
Yeah. Would you like to read it out for me, Russell?
Could you please be careful with that document?
Dear Miss Kennedy, Prince Edward has asked me to thank you for your letter. I'm afraid that he's unable to reply personally. He receives so many letters from people he does not know that it would be impossible to answer them all himself and unfair to do so for some and not others. I hope you will understand the reason for this disappointing reply. Are you serious?
I seriously wrote...
I've gone to all the trouble to do a hand-type note to say bad luck.
Oh, my God.
I wrote to Prince Edward to ask if he would be my pen pal.
Okay, now here's the stunning bit. How old were you at this time?
It is dated. Yeah, I'm not going to read. I was in year 11.
Yeah, we're 17.
Well, I just thought...
And that was your ideal man, was it?
Same age. He was the youngest royal. He hadn't hooked up. Steady on because... Careful, because I'm going to see Prince Edward can come on the show.
Brains behind It's a Royal Knockout.
Well, that was a very successful show.
It wasn't. No. It was. No. Oh, they all got exiled. He would have taken his head off in other rooms.
No, don't say that. I don't want you to be on the show with me when Prince Edward comes on.
I'll pop on a pair of pantaloons.
I don't know. I mean, that's what I'll do. I probably revealed something that's not supposed to be revealed.
No.
Secret.
I'm going to... What if I write to Buckingham Palace again? Yeah, then I'll reply.
You like a reply like that.
Anyway,
a
this fair dinkum.
You'll probably get a dick pic back there. You know? That's how times have changed.
Stop ruining my chances. Yeah.
You know what you should do? Write to Prince Philip. He'll have a crack. I'll tell
you. Stop it. I'm serious.
I am about to burst into tears.
Really isn't real. I'm going to put this in the show, everybody. We'll take a picture.
Do you ever feel moved enough to write to anyone?
I wrote to the Melbourne Footy Club when I was 13.
Oh, shit. And then you ended up owning them.
Yeah. No, I've still got that reply. I'll see if I can find that. I'll bring it in.
Prince Edward.
I could have been Princess Jane.
Well, you've ended up with someone pretty similar. So.
He will get you for that, butler.
Looking back at the bits that made us laugh and the things we couldn't believe they said, this is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
We were just talking about that letter that Jane wrote to Prince Edward. I wanted to be a pen pal and haven't heard back yet from Prince Edward. He's been in the country recently. Nothing from Buckingham Palace. Hamish Blake was in the next day after the letter was revealed to you, Kennedy Malloy audience, and he was amazed by Jane's letter to Prince Edward and shared a story something similar about his own letter.
I am holding in my hand the response from Prince Edward's friends, secretaries, letter writing office as intern for the week.
Careful, you haven't got any burger ring fingers, have you? Any special document that.
Yeah, I can see.
Put on some surgical style gloves if you could.
Who's the guy that wrote to you? Adam someone.
Something. I should Google him.
This is for anyone who's unaware, is the response Jane got to her fan letter to Prince Edward asking him to be her pen pal when she was 17.
It was just a request. I just thought...
You thought you were going to be the next Prince Mary or the original Prince Mary.
I thought I'd be the next Meghan Markle. I was ahead of my time.
Do you know what I love most about this? I might have missed the episode where you've read this out, but just to refresh everyone, I'm holding you this hand-typed letter from Buckingham Palace letterhead. Dear Miss Kennedy, Prince Edward has asked me to thank you for your letter. I'm afraid he's unable to reply personally. He receives so many letters from people he does not know.
I bet you he doesn't.
yeah, but it'd be impossible to answer them all. Impossible and unfair to do so for some and not others. Hope you understand. And the reason for this disappointing reply. So, what a big call to refer to it as a disappointing reply in the letter. There's only about 15 words, and one of them is two of them is disappointing reply.
It really stands out.
You should have done what Prince Mary did, which is go for one of the lesser monarchies. Do you know what I mean? Go to Denmark. Yeah. Get off Broadway.
Prince of Tonga or something. The thing that strikes me the best about this is, dear Miss Kennedy, Prince Edward has asked me to thank you for your letter. So, hey, Adam, if you were talking to him, couldn't he have banged out something? I would have accepted a handwritten note if you were talking to him about my letter.
What was he doing?
Couldn't you have used that time to get him to write me a note?
He was the same age as me at the time. What was he busy doing?
Because it makes you think that Prince Edward's gone, oh, this letter from Jane Kennedy. What do I do about it?
Playing on my mind.
Should I write back? You know, him doing two drafts and look, I can't do it because if I write to some, I can't write to others.
He was working on his royal knockout at the time. And hang on, I can't respond to Jane right now. Have you ever done it?
Yeah, I can't laugh too much.
Have you really? What have you done?
Jane, I wrote to royalty myself. In the 90s, I wrote to basketball royalty, Andrew Gaze, who at the time was the king of Australian basketball.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I wrote to him, not to be his pen pal, but to, realistically, we were all asked at school, pick a hero, write to them. And everyone was doing footy players. Jeez. And I played the odds of going, look, in my mind, I thought from this microcosm, all the footy players are going to get too many letters. No one's going to respond. Who's someone that no one's writing to? Because I don't want Gazy to hear this. Like, I respect him, but he wasn't a hero.
I'm sure he's listening now.
I don't want him to.
This is the jock equivalent of hitting on the ugly friend, is what you're saying.
I don't think so.
That's not how
your mind works.
I'm not familiar with that concept, Michael. But what it was giving attention to someone that might not be receiving
it. There you go.
I rest my case. I've just been completely and utterly vindicated.
So I wrote to Andrew Gaze, who at the time was playing for the Melbourne Tigers and also the Boomers. Yes. It was around the time of the Barcelona Olympics.
All coming back to you now.
And I wrote, and in my head I thought, if he loves this attention and we become buddies, he might come to school and just do a little shoot around and I'll look great.
Gosh, you've got very lofty dreams.
Mate, you were trying to marry a royal. And you hadn't been on schoolies yet.
Sorry.
I think it's a bit more likely that Andrew Gaze would come to Brentwood.
Lower your sights there. Lower your sights.
Man, you're already getting fitted for your royal saddle for the wedding. And could I have a snow white horse? I don't want any with grey splotches on it.
This carriage is shit.
And does it have to be 21 cannons? Could I have 50?
Lower your sights there, young man.
So all I wanted was Gazy and or, ideally and, Leonard Copeland to come to school and just shoot around. But what I got back was a Melbourne Tigers merchandise form. No
reply from Gazy.
No, I didn't even get his mate doing a handwritten letter. I just got, dear Tigers fan, please find enclosed a merchandise form. I'm surprised you didn't get a royal merchandise form.
Do you ever answer any? No, you would get loads and loads of mail, I'm imagining.
I do a lucky a lucky dip system.
Do you?
Yeah, we just.
That's a good idea.
It's great fun to write back to stuff. I mean, I'm
busy. Give you more of a chance.
I'm very busy.
Returning something.
And very busy. I'm growing a beard at the moment, so I don't have unlimited time.
Can you just explain why you're growing a beard and what started you growing a beard, which you just told me before?
You want the real reason? Yeah. For people that watch the Netflix series, The Crown, speaking of royalty.
Oh, good Lord.
On The Crown, Prince Philip.
That's like porn to Jane.
Who's not.
Oh, tell me more about The Crown.
So you remember when Prince Philip's doing his tour of the English colonies.
Yes.
He's not someone you want to idolise, but my wife turned to me as we were watching this episode and she went, they have a beard growing contest, him and the boys on the boat as they're doing a tour on the HMAS King.
Bonk a lot.
And what? You wanted
Well, Zoe said to me, you're looking for a New Year's resolution, why don't you try and grow a beard? You've never grown one. And I looked at my calendar and
possible.
So that's been going since New Year's.
This is January 1st, this crop.
Yeah, it is.
Well, are you impressed by it? Or
not particularly. No.
I am.
No, it's
the first time this soil has grown a crop. I mean, who knows if it might get better?
I'm liking it a lot.
But we're all ears and we'll follow this.
Well, Jane, hopefully. If you like, you could write my beard a letter.
While the guys take a break, we're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. This one takes us back to March.
I'm getting an iPhone X.
You're not getting an iPhone X.
I am.
X. Don't.
With facial recognition. Can it recognise you after you've had a couple? No. I did once. Do you know what I told you I did on my phone?
What?
That I got so fat, over summer, I'd had so much drink, it wouldn't recognise my thumbprint. You know, your thumbprint on your
iPhone. Get outside the circle.
And your iPhone 7. It's supposed to activate your eye, you know. Yeah, yeah. And I'd put on so much weight, I went,
you have to change to your index finger. You have to redo it. You wouldn't know how to redo it.
I just sat on it.
Wouldn't.
Boink.
Well, I wonder if that'll go in your Wikipedia entry.
Don't muck around with my Wikipedia entry.
Well, you mucked around with mine. I was
I
furious.
I did do a thing. Someone did.
No. Jane, and then you played it and you asked Siri and it was just really upsetting for me.
Pretty funny.
My children heard it.
72-year-old drunk with
yeah, well, that's just
numerous children you can't pick out of a police lineup.
Well, they weren't happy to hear that.
Runs a puppy farm.
They looked at me.
He runs a puppy farm.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I've seen you.
Oh, well, but I'm just interested.
Probably got a puppy in the boot right now, Dave, when you get down to the car park.
Yeah. Don't you even. Yeah, you don't even suggest that. Don't even suggest it. I won't hear of that. I'm very interested to hear what yours is.
Don't
like.
Do this.
All right, well,
don't
just
muck
just
around.
Be quiet.
This is serious business.
I'm going to ask Siri. Where just be quiet. Siri, please read Mick Molloy's Wikipedia page.
Okay, here is what I found. Michael Norman Ernest Theodore Bozo Molloy is also a well-known Australian drunk.
What?
He has single-handedly kept VB in the black for the past three decades. His age is unknown, although his mental age is 13. He is most known for his love of the Richmond Football Club and for taking the credit for their 2017 premiership. Several current day players have taken out restraining orders against him. He can't cook, clean, or drive himself to work. His dress sense has been described as hobo chic,
and he has
no concept of how technology works.
Stop, Siri,
in fact, the producers had to explain to him how Siri and Wikipedia work before these jokes could be done.
Shut up, Siri,
he does, however, maintain the largest collection of dick pics known to exist on Earth. He credits much of his career success with people mistaking him for musician Richard Clapton. He credits much of his bedroom success with women mistaking him for porn star Ron Jeremy. Upon death, his body will be donated to science to study the effects of a beer, twisties and Winnie Blue's diet.
How
dare you?
How dare I? Again, my friend, that's not me. That is Wikipedia.
That's a very dangerous thing to do to a man who has a phalanx of lawyers at his disposal and is not afraid
I'm
threatening you.
You're going to sue me,
I am threatening you. Mm. That was terrible.
Stand in a queue, mate, because...
Well, why would you do that?
That's just hurtful. Why would you do that? I reckon that was a bit soft.
What enjoyment?
I reckon we can go a bit harder. Yeah, no. In fact, I think we'll probably have to update that.
What enjoyment do you get?
Oh, so much. You wouldn't know. It makes me actually feel a bit warm and fuzzy.
Making me feel sad inside.
Just a little bit.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review. Listen up, Australia. While Mick and Jane have a well-earned break, we're heading back to the archives. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Hey, it's Dangerous Dave here. Kennedy Malloy back next year. It's the Year in Review. And coming up, you're going to find out why we have lived the whole year with a chamber pot in this very studio.
This one day will be an antiquity. Like a Grecian urn.
Well, it is.
It'll be behind glass in a museum. They'll be writing poems about it, Keats style. I've been asked if I'm christening it, will I do it during the show? Let's just put it this way. I did not leave the studio for 2 hours yesterday.
But right now, you're going to find out about the most bizarre beauty pageant of all time. This is from January.
It gives you no great pleasure to tell you this. But, 12 camels were disqualified from a camel beauty contest for using Botox.
Yeah.
I hate cheats.
I do too.
In this doping era and all that. So now you're messing with the big.
So this is the concept I'm trying to get a hold of, and which is why I paused it for a while. And that is the fact that there is a beauty contest for camels.
This is massive. Don't.
No,
take
I don't doubt it because I have done my own research.
This is in Saudi Arabia.
I understand.
This goes, you know what? That, you win millions of dollars from a beauty contest. If you've got a good camel.
Yep.
In the Middle East,
I've heard that before.
You are on fire. I think Sarah Jessica Parker won this a couple of years ago. I'm telling you. It's big sticks. Oh, I think that was her acceptance speech. All right.
Mick, I'm turning.
Botox.
I'm understanding now. Are you telling me? What are you saying Botox is involved
Botox
with camels?
For
in
the
what,
lips,
what area?
The lips, the nose, the upper lips, the lower lips, even the jaw. And you know I've heard also?
What?
A couple of them had fake humps.
Oh, God.
that had hump enlargements.
You know what? I'm going to research more, and yeah. I'm into it. You've swayed me.
Didn't ever have to wait to the swimsuit section to see the camel toe.
Well, they put their feet up. We're playing their best bits. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
We're both sort of trying to be good food-wise, aren't
yes,
we, at the moment?
That's right. We said we should rein it in a tad. Mm.
We've got last week.
I'm leading the charge. I stepped on the scales. It wasn't good. It was actually 105.9 on the scales.
And yeah. I seem to recall it sounded to me like a call sign.
Yeah,
in fact,
station.
DJC, who's being a bit of a smartass, actually
tweeted
this
us yesterday,
and
he?
Said 105.9 Boombar FM with Sad Jay and the Fat Man. And we thought,
because you were Sad Jay.
I was sad because Jimmy Kimmel hadn't tweeted me back. And you were just sad because he had me
and
fat as a house. And then we thought, oh, interesting.
We both thought it's interesting. We thought, what would that show sound like? And we've actually put together a pilot.
105.9 Boombar FM. With Sad Jane and the Fat Man.
Jimmy Kimmel still hasn't tweeted me. I'm so depressed.
Shut up, Jane, and pass a bucket of chicken, would you?
Putting the heavy in heavy metal. This is your home of rock, sport, and fried food.
The bar fridge is locked again.
Don't worry, I've ordered some booze with my three large pizzas. Excuse me.
Sad Jane and the Fat Man for breakfast and brunch. And an afternoon snack. And a Mars bar shamefully eaten in the toilet.
Oh, how about you just try some exercise?
Sorry, what did you say about extra fries?
Not even a walk.
Oh, I'd love some roast pork.
105.9 Boomer FM with Sad Jane.
I'd listen to that.
I think
Dangerous
we should.
Dave, Sad Jane.
I love it.
Fatty Boomer Mickey.
So we could good. Have a show in that.
Yeah, well.
We could do Sunday nights around the country.
By the way, bone to pick with you.
What?
I'm trying to lose some weight. You told me yogurt's fine.
It
turns
is
out
all right.
It's not
it is
fine.
It is so.
No, it's not.
What are you talking about?
My brother's
about?
Living with me at the moment. He came home and saw me eating yogurt last night. I guess, what are you doing? He said, you don't eat that. It's rubbish.
What
I said, Jane,
know?
Jane said it's fine.
Well, I did.
He's run marathons. He's like, he doesn't know what
he's doing.
He's on the phone now.
Oh,
are you there, Roo?
Oh, sorry, Roo.
Yes, I am, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Marathon Runner.
So apparently Jane was completely off the mark when she said yogurt is fine.
It is all right, Roo. What kind of yogurt was he eating?
Well, it's a bit disturbing, Jane. It was strawberry yogurt.
Strawberry
tub. And he was eating it with a soup spoon.
Okay. Well, you're an idiot and he's an idiot. I meant natural, like Greek
he needs
yogurt.
A plain Chobani. That's what he needs.
What? I need a what?
Plain Chobani.
What is that?
You're having yogurt. You're like a 4-year-old child having a sugary yogurt.
Is yoga okay?
No, it's not okay.
Well, what are you, shut up, Dave.
So, Roo, can I just make this abundantly clear now? Clear your fridge. Don't have, as Dr. Phil says, don't have temptation.
Well,
don't have it around.
Jane, a chief is in beer, so I think he's up against it.
With in beer?
Yeah, chief and fatty Boombar yogurt.
That's yeah, no, well, that's fridge. Not happening either. I'm going to come
out.
Over. I'm going to clean
out.
Your fridge out from both of you.
Guys.
Thank you, Roo.
Yeah, thank you for
nothing.
Thanks for
it's nothing.
It's your fault.
It's not
what,
my fault.
What did you, when you said yogurt, what did you mean?
I meant natural Greek yogurt. You just have a
Ew.
Dollop. Oh, my. What?
That.
You are such a baby.
You idiot.
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Let's take you back to March.
I think this is one of the rudest things I've ever seen in office politics. Jane today turned up.
Oh,
and,
what?
Well, you lit a candle in the office.
Oh, pardon me. Your like, majesty, as you would say.
It's like saying... Poor, you stink.
See, now that's
this
your
is, this is a bit of a man. Why don't you just walk in the door and start tiffing urinal cakes around the joint and go open the windows? Something's on the bugle here, and I think we know what we're talking about.
Do you think I should have got out a few oranges?
Why did you to explain yourself? You've come in to the office, you've broken company rules, which is
Mick.
To say no naked flame in any office.
Not my company
I
rule book.
I actually did report you. That
you
is now,
did
it
not.
Is, oh, it's in
well,
the
you're
system.
A mole. You are a shocker. How dare
well,
you
I
report me?
Well, I was
I
offended at the time.
I'm offended by you.
So what have you done? You've
Listen,
lit the candle.
Shush.
What's next? You're going to bring in some potpourri?
No one has potpourri
what
anyway,
you?
Nana.
What are you going to come in tomorrow and do a tarot reading? What are we going to wind chime? That'll be fun.
Just hold your
tomorrow's
horses.
Meeting. Going to do some fire twirling. I mean, where does it? Where does
you
it all end,
have,
Jane?
You have very low self esteem.
Well, I do now. Thought I was going all right. Why would you do that?
Because I'm not.
That's
thinking...
the most passive aggressive thing I've ever seen.
That's right. Oh, you
space.
Ain't seen nothing yet.
I don't like that threat.
You think that's passag, mate?
Sounds like there's a dream catcher coming my way. Are you a hippie? What are you, an old hippie?
How do you know what a dream catcher is? That's a
What's
real
the candle?
Worry.
Why would you?
If you
light
let me, if you shut
candle?
Up and let me explain, I'll tell you.
All right.
You're so worried about stinking the place out. It's nothing to do with you.
Well, what is it to do with?
It was just I just saw we had some nice candles that arrived as a gift on our desk today that are sent, and I just thought, oh, it'd be quite nice just to have a bit of atmosphere. That's all right. It's not, I'm not thinking you stink. I would tell you. Trust me. If I thought you stink, I couldn't get over what I was seeing.
What was that?
Apart from you demolishing a barbecue chicken before.
I woofed that.
Which I can live without seeing again.
That was like hooking me up to a chaff bag, it was.
There was a fair amount of residue, let's just say, left on a
who
table.
Who cleaned it up?
Oh, my God. Mickey toddles out, comes back with his stinking blue bacteria-filled sponge and starts to wipe. And I say, well, you've got to use spray and wipe on that,
don't
mate. You can't just... And what is your theory behind that, genius cleaner?
I don't want any of the...
What, the chemical?
The chemicals flowing.
Oh, my God, you are. You're the hippie.
You sponge it down.
So you just brought in a sponge.
You brought in a sponge.
Was that it?
Okay, did you take that tone out of your voice, Dave, for start.
P.S., did you not roll your eyes at me about my cleaning abilities today?
We all know you have a staff of about eight at your
That's
house.
That's
you've never lifted a finger yourself.
That is
you
such rubbish.
This is what you do. Oh, no, there's a stone on the table. And then, you pull a big cord on the corner.
I wish.
And someone's footman comes running.
Finally, I dream of having
the
Maria.
Butler comes down.
Do you know what I do to my kids sometimes when I want to go in their room, when they've got a messy room? I knock on the door. I go, hello, housekeeping. That's how I feel in my house.
That
so rack off.
Well, I'm worried about your kids. And
why?
I'll tell you this. I know they'll never be lighting a candle in my office. You told me this off air. You don't even know when you're saying stuff. Is going to come
it was an off-air conversation.
Mate, well, it's now on air. Oh. You tell me your children wouldn't even know how to light a match.
No, they don't.
Why?
And I say I'm not unusual.
That's bad parenting.
Because how many children light...
My kids have already burned a barn down.
Good for
you. Hang on. Why would your
Let's
children
just say their mentor is
how...
very different to mine.
Why would they not know how to light a match?
Because in today's age with children, boxes of matches were everywhere when we were growing up. We were lighting fires all the time. You know, you're burning off the leaves. You could do that. Incinerators.
Right.
You can't do any of that now, right? So when I've got kids to light a fire, they go, ooh, how do you just do it? Because they, because thank goodness.
It's like trying to get them to rub a stone into a.
But also, P.S., we're all smoking when we're about 12. None of the kids don't do that anymore. So they don't literally, and you can't have a fire anywhere because of the PC brigade. You can't light a bonfire.
You can't light a candle in our office. You'll find out tomorrow when they're on your
well, bring
when
it on.
The Gestapo turn up.
I'm going to get a bigger candle today and put it in my office and turn it up high.
A mate of mine, when we were about 18, had a sex candle. His name was Jimbo. Well,
what's a sex candle?
So he only ever put it on when he was having sex, and he got a big one that was about 3 feet. I reckon if I went round there now, it would still be about two and a half feet.
Is that his signal that it was on?
Well, no, I think he just used to put it on when it was getting down, but he had such high hopes because he had a candle the size of a baseball bat.
That's a lot of sex to get through.
All right.
How do we get on to sex
that's
and candles?
Just one good session for me.
The bits that came up when we searched the word funny on our archive computer. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Michael.
I don't like the sound of
no.
Michael.
Well, nor should you.
Why?
Nor should you.
I beg your pardon.
What the flip has landed on my desk today?
Well,
I've got a letter from the big guru head honcho.
Jane, I don't make
Fiona Curran, our office manager and executive assistant, friend of mine.
Yeah,
well, used to be.
You break the rules. You break the rules.
You're the biggest dobber dick of all time. Now I tell my kids about people like you.
I was in that office, and I could have burnt to the ground.
Oh, the candle.
There could have been anything could have happened. There's a candle, Dave.
Oh, yes.
She lit a naked, exposed flame in the office.
I walked in. I thought it was a bushfire.
It's a miracle we're all here. Selfish.
You're the biggest suck of all
time. And she was doing it because someone apparently was on the pong.
No.
So it was
wrong. Yet again.
Well, what was your motive?
No one's on the pong.
What was your motive?
It's nice to have a nice smelling candle. It's calming because Lord knows I need that obviously
to
be calm after you
shower.
Come in. Well, what? Look at you.
Not me.
Can I just read out this letter I got? Hi, Jane.
I did make a complaint. That's all. I acknowledge that.
Well, now I know where I stand with you. Oh. Hi, Jane. I was made aware of an apparent lighting of a candle in your office earlier this week. I must ask that you refrain from doing this moving forward. This is how people speak these days.
Can move forward.
This is weird office talk that people say. Mm. The smoke sensors in the building are very sensitive. Yeah. Who are they, Fiona?
Hey.
And should smoke from a candle, not a flipping bonfire, mate.
It's a candle.
Activate the sprinkler system. The fire brigade is called automatically. Ooh. Each truck that attends a false alarm costs thousands of dollars. Boo-hoo. If it's found that the cause of the false alarm is smoke from a candle, the cost of the call out would not be covered by SCA. Just thought I should let you know. Regards, Fee.
Well, you'd be out of pocket.
I could. Listen.
Hey.
There is no fire brigade going to come here.
How do you
let
think
me tell you?
San Francisco burnt to the ground? Oh, it wasn't an oil rig. It was just some idiot with a cigarette butt.
It wasn't a Yasmin candle.
Like that. It could be a Yasmin candle.
It wasn't a Yasmin candle.
Embarrassing.
Our office is making
your office
so uptight.
Burnt down, Mick. A Yasmin candle. Should be me lighting my own farts or something. The old-fashioned way.
Yeah,
it's making me very uptight, a whole office situation. We have some palaver going on with you tidying your desk today.
Well, they're for safety reasons.
It's not for safety. It's because
I didn't want to tidy my desk. I got warned by Whitney. I had to.
Your desk was looking like the catalogue for Russell Crowe's Sotheby's auction.
What is
so
with
many
my desk?
Bizarre items on
everything
one desk.
That was on my desk was essential.
I've got everything an inventory of just some of the things on your desk. A pair of boxing gloves.
Why?
Necessary.
Who knows? A porn.
You'll find out.
Yeah. One porn jigsaw.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm not kidding. There's a 1,000-piece porn jigsaw.
One of the girls in the office gave it to me. She put it all together. It's like a jigsaw.
Yeah, right.
We're going to slowly work through it.
Oh, I'm going to do it with Fred and Lenny. We'll find out.
One packet of Strepsils and a packet of Difflam, half empty, when you were coughing and sputtering about a month ago.
You didn't throw them out, did you? You have no idea what was in there.
One apron.
It's got boobs on it.
Oh, it's the apron. You need that. It goes with the boxing gloves.
And a yo-yo.
Oh, stop it,
what's
Jane.
What's going on?
You're just naming items at random now.
No, they're all on your desk. It's ridiculous. Hey,
you remember the old days when Mick used to have an office just behind me here, behind the glass there? You had, I reckon, a tower of Zoo magazines going on there. You had a collection.
I had an
inventory.
Thank
God that folded, because I didn't want to look at that in my office.
No, I did. I had the world's biggest collection of Zoo magazines. Billy Brownless was seen pinching them.
Good point.
And then I started, hiring them out like a library. And I'd have an index system.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
seriously.
I'm sorry, March to April's out right now, but
can I just ask,
help you out with
did you actually flip through that? Did you look at her? Is that
look,
what
you know what? You've got 10 minutes to kill, Jane. What are you gonna do?
This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.
Let's go back to February. It was Valentine's Day, and Jane decided to give Mick a very unique gift.
You have been so impatient. I cannot believe it. You're like, can I guess what it is? I go, no, because you might guess it.
Mm.
Be quiet.
Is this it?
This is it.
On the desk.
There's a box on the desk.
Can I say what it looks like?
No, don't, because you might.
Severed head. Is it a severed head?
Not
it looks
a
like a severed head.
Head.
I feel like I'm in Barton Fink.
Could be in a minute. Just
I feel like
shut
I need
up.
To call the bomb disposal robot.
Listen, no.
No?
We joke about our relationship with each other. Often we're a bit, silly about, I often think you're an idiot.
And break it to me gently. this is romantic. This is working out the way I imagined
and
it.
I was thinking, once I give you this,
yes.
I think your opinion of me will change forever.
Well, Mickey.
So I was racking my brain about what to give you.
Yep.
And then I realised the answer had been staring me in the face all along. Let's just have a listen. I'll take you back.
Do you know what? Sometimes I yearn for a simpler time.
Can I just repeat
something? Petticoats.
You know what you were saying to me in production? He goes, why don't we still have chamber pots?
Chamber pots?
Well, hang on. Listen, hear me out.
Because you can't be fagging, you have to go to the toilet. All I can think of is who has to empty it, and that's what distresses me.
If I ever get married, I'm going to put it on the gift register.
No. May I present
your
chamber pot?
Oh,
open it up, Mickey.
I'm seriously getting teary.
You have no idea how we had to source this. It was on eBay.
It's on eBay.
And it's a very weird thing to try and find on eBay when you type in chamber pot.
Oh, my God.
It's an antique. It used to belong to a 93-year-old woman.
Oh, yuck.
It was actually her parents. It's only had one former owner.
It's like second to the Premiership Cup. This is.
Don't you think it's beautiful?
I do think it's beautiful, and I want to ask you one favour.
What?
Keep it in the studio.
You are not going to be.
I'm going to keep it in the studio.
You're not going to use it in the studio.
Before the show is over.
No, don't upset me.
I am going to christen the chamber pot.
You're not going to christen the chamber pot. No,
not the giving it to me.
Oh, my God. Yes. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so moved. Oh, my God.
I think you are crying.
It's beautiful. Why have to get it engraved?
Nick's parked his ass on the couch till January. And Jane's popped over to France for some big strawberries. So we're playing their highlights. This is Kennedy Malloy's Year in Review.